Fortunately or otherwise, I don't need the Bible to recite for you the verse from which these thoughts come. Quite honestly, it would be on my list of top five verses I would rather not be in the New Testament. And it's from the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, verse 43. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor. But I say unto you, love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you. That one on your list too? I have to tell you, it's been kind of a stressful week. And it's been kind of stressful largely because I have spent most of the week rather ticked off. I've been ticked off at part and parcels of our presbytery, and I have angry emails that I have received and sent to prove it. I've been ticked off with a colleague at work, and I have angry emails that I have received and sent to prove it. And from time to time, especially when I've been by myself, I've been rather annoyed with me. And I have moments of insomnia and some revenge strategies that have not helped me to prove it. So I started thinking about this in light of the fact that I was nowhere on what to talk about today until yesterday, which is late in the week for me. And I was thinking, when in the week did I not feel this ticked off? And one moment came to mind as sort of symbolic of a couple of three times during the week when that's not been true. I coach a softball team in my league this year, and we play on Monday nights. And one of the guys on my team coaches a Thursday night team and needed a sub. And so he called me and said, can you play Thursday night in our game? And I thought, heck yeah, I could use a little softball right about now. Being able to hit something was useful. And so we played the game, and I had fun. And after the game, he, rather unknown to me that he was going to do this, he called the whole team together and circled up along the side, you know, off the field, did what they always do, apparently. And that is, in effect, what we just did now, intercessory prayer. Got everybody in a circle, asked everybody on the team what's been going on, what can we pray about, specifically looked the shortstop in the eye, a 20-year-old kid, and said, how you doing with your girlfriend? Did you get back together? Apparently that was an issue the week before. And around the team they went, each saying something or nodding in one sense, and had in effect a kind of intercessory prayer. Time for silence, at which point I thought about some of the things that were bothering me. And that was a moment this week when I was not ticked off, as it turned out. And so it occurred to me to say, and to wonder how it might work, and to suggest to you that when you're angry, try prayer. I mean, what could it hurt, right? When you're angry, try prayer. Well, I am annoyed with some of the things that are happening in our presbytery right now. Without going into exhaustive detail, I will tell you that Westminster Presbyterian Church in Lubbock is seeking to secede from the presbytery. And they want to do it in ways that are especially beneficial to them and, frankly, not in full keeping with the Book of Order. And so there's a lot of finessing going on and a lot of arguing and quite a bit of angry email exchange. So I started wondering about this. What could I pray about that would dial back my anger about what is confronting our presbytery? We're having a special meeting to deal with this on Saturday this week. What this issue is about, in a nutshell, from my point of view, is Westminster's perception that, as of last summer, the Presbyterian Church is simply not hard enough on gay leadership anymore. They've sort of watered down the provisions against it. Well, this is not really a new thing. It's actually part of what's been going on for a very long period of time in our country, and not just in our churches. So I thought, okay, maybe I can deal with this a little better than I am, because I'm not proud of a couple of things I did on this week, if I were to pray for wisdom and insight to understand the broader context. And I thought, your training as a sociologist should help you on this. This is a piece of social movement theory. I know about this. It is a part of a much larger process of civil rights and gay rights. And quite honestly, over the last 25 years, gay rights have become more prominently and positive a part of our culture. And that's good news in my view. The church, many denominations, have alternately been helpful and hurtful in moving it forward. But with the number of states now where gay marriage is legal, we've gone a long way further forward than we have back. And the issue over one church and one presbytery is not going to set back the movement very much, if at all. Procedurally, it will be hurtful. Procedurally, we will get through it. But the broader context of this suggests to me that life goes on, take a breath, and oh, by the way, Jerry, this isn't really about you. There's a much broader context within which this is occurring, and a prayer for wisdom has helped me understand that a little bit better. It's not really about you, so back off a little bit. That helps. Similarly, I've got a colleague at work that is moving an initiative forward on his own behalf that largely seeks to benefit him in a way that I think is ultimately hurtful to the department. So I'm really annoyed by this. And as a senior colleague of his, I've been working to sort of subvert that in my own way. And it hasn't done me much good. It's just made me angry. So once again, let's take a breath and pray for something that might help. And it occurred to me that maybe a prayer for empathy when we're annoyed with other people might help, just as a prayer for wisdom when we're dealing with anger over a social issue might help. Empathy seeks to put yourself in the other person's position. Well, in this instance, I've been in that other person's position at least nominally before, so I sort of know what he's going through. I think that his approach and his assumptions are different and, in my view, wrong. But for a moment, I sought to imagine that I was in his position and carry his assumptions. If I assumed what he does, and from his point of view, I would probably do the same thing. Maybe it's a small thing, but at least it helps me take a breath and, not oddly enough, come to the same conclusion. Guess what? This isn't really about you. It's not a personal attack. It's someone taking a position that is different from you and acting on the position he is taking largely in ways that, from his point of view, make sense. When you're angry, pray for, in this case, empathy for another person, and it at least takes the focus off of you and helps you understand and maybe even be a part of the process in ways that are a little more helpful than hurtful. When you're angry, try prayer for wisdom. When you're angry, try prayer for empathy, because generally, it's really not about you. Until it is. Anger turned inward is depression. And I will have to tell you, quite honestly, that it hasn't been easy living inside my own head this week either. I've been annoyed with myself for some of my reactions. I've certainly felt bad about how my actions and reactions have affected other people around me. I haven't been easy to live with either. And so I ask myself, for what can you pray that would dial the anger even toward yourself down a little bit? When you're angry with yourself, pray for forgiveness, because quite frankly, I have squandered a great deal of energy this week. I run 3 miles a day, and it's during that time that I generally clear my head. It's often when I put together a sequence of thoughts or generate some ideas to talk to you about every week. And for much of the week, I have used that running time to write speeches in my head that I really need to give to the presbytery next Saturday, speeches that revolve around values and interests that I think are completely screwed up. And I will tell you, the language that I've been using in writing these speeches has been eloquent and exquisite and logical and probably very hurtful if I ever gave those speeches. Not good. I've just squandered a lot of energy with that, and for which, quite frankly, I need forgiveness. The good news is that passage in the New Testament, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, which I'd rather not in there, They're not the only ones in the New Testament. There is language in the New Testament where Jesus says, "Let the children come unto me." There is language in the New Testament where Jesus says, "Neither do I condemn you." The last thing he said to his disciples was, "I am with you always to the close of the age." Presumably that means he's with us always, even when we're having trouble living with a social concern, living with other people. And maybe most prominently, he is with us always when we're having trouble living inside our own heads. Interestingly enough, whether there's a result of prayer or happenstance, I did receive another email relevant to the presbytery issue, frankly. It came from another clergy person in the presbytery who passed along something she read in a meditation subscription that she has on her email list. It's a prayer, really. And since I'm talking about, well, why not try it, join me for a moment in a prayer passed along in light of, well, in light of many things, but specifically in light of at least one thing that's been giving me a lot of trouble this week. Let us pray. We are guilty, O Lord, of placing too much trust in our own viewpoint. In fact, occasionally we become absolutely rigid in our thinking, so sure we are right that we will not even begin to hear another side. Help us to understand that faith is not ideology, but rather integrity in our relationship with you. Free us, O Lord, for the possibility that you may do something new and unexpected in the world. Only if we are paying attention will we be able to see it when it happens. Amen. We are lucky that God loves us not if we're not angry. God loves us not if we're kind and sweet. The entire message of the New Testament concludes with the absolute reality that God loves us not if, but anyway. So anyway, try prayer. Amen.